What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
You guys see where that goes for you. But that's just a disappointing part. You feel like you've done things right. You bought in to the T of everything that this culture was building last year. And, you know, I thought it was definitely going to be to the future of that. And so, again, I have not made any declarations of one way or another, but I'm just kind of speaking on how it's made me feel, how this offseason been, the frustrations I felt. That's all true. You know what I mean? That's not just what people are hearing. Like, it's coming from me. And definitely I want to just continue to take things day by day and see where it goes from there.
Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin speaking with the media yesterday. He is one of a few veteran players who have been very much disgruntled by their organization in contract negotiations. The other main one, I think, right now has been Trey Hendrickson, but also TJ Watt has absolutely been involved in that. And we also got for the Bengals Shamar Stewart, who is now officially, by the way, the last first-round pick to not have signed his rookie contract. Jahdae Barron signed his yesterday, the Texas corner going to Denver.
Also, though, the report that Stewart has been taking part in practices at Texas A&M and that there might be an outside chance that he decides to just
forego the season.
All he has to do is take classes at A&M again.
Yeah, so Ben Albright talked on this.
Yes.
And his big thing was he can't play again in college.
No.
He can't play for A&M. And it's not crazy to because go work out at your former college.
He hired an agent, though. Like,
right.
That's how you do it. Like, even in the NIL.
Once you declare for the draft,
Once you declare for the draft and hire an agent, it's got to be that combination. You could declare for the draft
and then drop back in.
But once you do both. And typically that's what you do when you announce that.
Yep.
You are ineligible at that point.
But so, yeah, he can take classes at A&M, but with that, because he has not signed his rookie deal, he can re-enter the draft essentially in 26.
Where would he go, though?
See, like, that's the
concerning part to me is, like, you are going to be foregoing millions of dollars.
I just think that's why it won't happen, is because no agent worth their salt would tell him, oh, yeah, just come back in 26 when you won't have played any games. And you will have, to many teams, a glaring red flag of, you wouldn't just sign your rookie deal? You really wasted an entire year of your career. Already, by the way, a very raw prospect. You wasted an entire year of your career because you wouldn't sign a deal? Your rookie deal? The one that's not really all that negotiable? Now, the Bengals don't look great.
The Bengals have made that a different thing.
Absolutely. But it does not look great for Stewart. And I will say, though, missing 1 year of football, we kind of just went through this with COVID. Some guys sat out.
We know how dangerous it is for players in their development.
Some guys, Jamar Chase, zero issues. Came right in, was great, awesome. Greg Rousseau, though, he had a lot of questions when he missed the COVID season with Miami after having, 15 sacks the year prior. There were a lot of questions about him of like, you know, that year was a lot of production based off of coverage sacks, and you know, that doesn't. He's a big guy, great athlete. Are we really sure he's going to be like this kind of pass rusher?
That's why he falls to 30.
And he falls to the late part of the first round, even though
– with that kind of athletic profile and production, he should have been a top 15 type pick.
So I think any agent worth their salt is going to tell Stewart before it gets to that point, sign the deal. We'll fight this in 4 years. We'll figure that we'll get a better deal. We might
even try to force our way out
in a year or two. And to be fair, how much headaches we've maybe given each other, they might – gladly give it. We've already seen that with Elijah Moore being a second round pick. The Jets a few years ago, after a year and a half, moved on from him. So maybe that's a thing. We'll see. I think that's going to get done. It really is the second round picks that is maybe more fascinating of like how that's going to go. But we'll get to that here in a little bit. The Terry McLaurin stuff, I'm just more surprised at how Washington is handling it, unless McLaurin is asking for an obnoxious contract.
And Washington is doing the right thing of not speaking up right now. Like, yeah, you're taking the blows right now in terms of public perception, but if they were to throw him under the bus, it's like, oh, so this organization has never changed. Okay, so we've been, you know, spoon-fed some good things, but this ownership group might be like the last one. Saying nothing and having to take the body blows so that you don't suffer the knockout is probably the right thing that you have to do right now. Cover your face, take the body shots, deal with it.
Yeah.
If McLaurin is asking for too much. If you're trying to play hardball with one of the better receivers in the National Football League.
And one of your team captains.
And I'd say probably an integral piece to Jaden Daniels' success last year. Try trotting out the same offense without Terry McLaurin there. It's different. It's not as successful. Probably. I can't guarantee nothing. But it's probably not the same.
I was just like, I can't say anything because I think most of us sat here last year for the Bills.
Why?
Going,
because I'm sitting here in Buffalo. That's why I can't guarantee anything.
Right. Like, I mean,
if the guy's got it,
fine.
If the kid's got it, he's got it. Like,
but it is kind of weird that they would make the trade for Deebo Samuel. They did that very early in the offseason. They got right to work. They add him. Great. And the assumption was, okay, yeah, sure, you lost De'Ami Brown. Fine. He popped off in the playoffs. It was kind of a non-factor for them in the regular season. You know, you've got young guys like Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sinat, the young tight end. Like, you've got some young pieces you can work with. You add a Deebo Samuel. He adds a different dimension to your offense. You have Terry McLaurin. Perfect.
Right.
Great. And then the Terry McLaurin contract stuff came out. And even there, we didn't hear it in that piece, but he spoke for quite a while with Washington media. He had mentioned, too, it's pretty much been – zero contact from Washington for like the last month, and that's been a part that's frustrated him.
That's not good. That's the opposite of what I'm theorizing of taking the body shots. Nope. You're kind of doing it wrong at this point. You need to be talking with him. At the very least, have conversations. Or are you that firm in your stance right now that you're like, no, we're not going to budge on any of this? And like, come on, man. You guys were doing so good getting rid of the stink of the Daniel Snyder ownership. Don't let this come to this. Don't let it come down to this. Where then you might have to move on from your most talented receiver and probably, I'd say overall, second most talented player on the team.
At least definitely on the offense.
I'd even say on the team.
He could be on the team. Bobby Wagner, but he's older.
There's no way I'm...
Yeah, no, he's much older.
But also McLaurin makes that difference week in and week out.
It's just the vibes there do feel incredible for the first time in a long time, especially you're looking at a Dallas team. I think they've got a dead man walking as their head coach. The Giants, I think, are absolutely spiraling towards a really bad start
and
a full
rebuild.
Speaking of dead
man walking.
Yep, I think they're heading towards a full rebuild once they fire both Dable and Shane after like week 7 or 8, because that the front half of that schedule is rough.
It's brutal.
And then the Eagles. But we know the NFC East. Very rarely, if ever, is there a repeat division winner.
And you have the opportunity because you are the most talented roster behind them.
With arguably at least the vibes right now, and at least through last year, maybe the best quarterback in the division?
I would say the best quarterback in the division.
You know, Dak picking up injuries, it makes me – I loved Dak 2 years ago. I think he should have won the MVP over Lamar 2 years ago. But he's picked up another injury. His running ability has gone down from injuries in the past. Now we'll see what happens. He's got a lot of receivers. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens should help him. But what Daniels was able to do last year, he already looked like an elite passer. He has the running ability. And that's even going through some of the rookie lumps. I'm very excited to see what he looks like this year. Cliff Kingsbury, though, is an OC, will always make me nervous. But
as an OC, I'm not nervous. As a head coach, I would be.
I have my feelings on Kingsbury as a whole. But overall, you have a really good shot here, especially with the Eagles, the team that they are perceived to be right now. If you could take the division from them, your fan base is going to be through the roof.
They're all the way back.
And everybody in there, including general manager Adam Peters, will kind of have a pink slip to do whatever they want. You know, you can make a few bad decisions, a few mistakes in the draft, whatever. No one's going to care.
Right.
Because of what you're able to do. I said the same thing about the Bills with Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, that for years after the drought, they were good. Once they broke the drought, fine. You can screw up on Josh Allen. You'll probably get another shot because you broke the drought. You brought credibility.
You broke the drought. You saved the franchise from spiraling continually. And that's what the Commanders have done with this regime.
In 1 year.
In 1 year, you have broken your perpetual doom. And more importantly, fix some of your optics from ownership that was probably the most toxic in sports.
And while McLaurin is not everything, he's not a guy that's putting up 1,400 yards receiving, right? He's pretty much like Garrett Wilson in that sense. It's like 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns every year. He has still, though, been one of your most productive guys, even in some of these worst years. And one of the quotes from the NFL, top 10 wide receivers, Washington quarterbacks produced a 133.0 passer rating when targeting McLaurin last season. I mean, he was the guy to go to. He's been great for you, and he's one of your captains. And we kind of know, just from Washington reports, he's really respected in the locker room. And that's kind of where maybe the optics and just the bad vibes coalesce together, where everyone else on the outside is going, yeah, just pay McLaurin. And then maybe on the inside, everyone's going, what are you doing? Pay Terry. What is happening?
Pay Terry.
What is going on? And it's just, you're in such a good position now. Especially, I think, with Washington especially should look around themselves. We already know the top 4 quarterbacks all play in the AFC.
Yes.
We are waiting for the NFC guy to take hold, and Jaden Daniels has easily pole position.
And the media has been wanting that. Look at the top 5 list that Jeremy Fowler had, or the top 10 list that Jeremy Fowler had. Daniels is at 5.
Yep.
Because the media wants that NFC quarterback. Who is it? Jaden Daniels shows up and says, might be me. There's a lot that the Commanders have here. And that's why it seems so simple. I don't know what the arguments are about contractually, especially because for a month, the team has not contacted the player. But I would definitely think that term is probably the biggest sitting point right now.
I mean, let's think. McLaurin is 29. In my head, he did sign a 3-year deal. Yeah. That's what he's sitting on in his last year, sign a 3-year deal. If it's another 3-year extension, just with better term, for those 3 years, I don't understand the holdback.
I do. It's the holdback to pay him. Never mind. You're talking about the team.
Mm-hmm.
The holdup probably is the player.
He only
signed a 3-year extension last time.
Exactly.
He wants his security. And if the team's thinking, you're 29, our rookie quarterback deal goes up in 4 years, we can't do that. We need to prepare ourselves for paying Jane Daniels because it's going to hurt.
And the best GMs
plays like
do that.
This, yeah. It's going to hurt.
He will be, likely, if he continues this trajectory, the highest paid quarterback in football when he does get his contract. And the best GMs in any sport are preparing for 2-3 years down the line. They are not just fixing holes every offseason for that.
They're not reactive, they're proactive.
They're proactive. And Adam Peters, it seems to be, is one of the more higher-end GMs.
Seemingly.
And so that might be the thing with McLaurin. Is like, we'll take the bad optics.
We can't doom ourselves for Jaden Daniels' prime.
And maybe also kind of sitting there calling his bluff. I mean, because McLaurin didn't say if he was going to skip camp or not. I think he said he was undecided on it.
Leaving minicamp was not...
Not great.
Great.
But are you really willing to, at 29 years old, skip training camp or at least hold out fully when you finally have a quarterback who's given you a lot of touches?
This is your chance to get past the NFC Championship and into the Super Bowl. To say that about Washington, is rare air.
Oh, see, I'm more just looking at it with McLaurin of maybe it's not going to be with Washington, but I'm with a quarterback who's going to get me a ton of touches. It's his second year. He's going to keep throwing me the ball. I'm going to put up great numbers.
I should be looking at this. Washington. This is a chance to get a ring, though.
Maybe, yeah, but again, I think he's sitting here more. This is about money, and for me, at least, how I'd be pushing it is maybe it's not with Washington, but next year in the offseason, yeah, he'll be 30. That's fine, but we can get a bigger deal if you continue to put up numbers with Daniels.
It's not about money. It's about security. I think that's what this is. He wants to be set. He wants to be locked up. He wants to. There's a respect factor also too. Being given a 5 or a 6 year deal. There's a level of respect for that. And also, is a 6 year deal really 6 years? Is a 4 year deal even 4 years?
And that's the thing. We were talking about that yesterday, the guaranteed monies and the front loading contracts. Is this where Washington ponies up and goes, look, it'll be a quote unquote 5 year deal. All the money will be in the first 3 years. We'll have void years in year four and five.
And maybe a player that wants to stick around long term does not want that to be the projection. He doesn't want 5 years to be 3 years. He doesn't want it to be shorter than the actual contract. He wants to be able to stay there maybe for a long time and be there for Jaden Daniels to enter his prime.
The picture you're painting, though, and I hate myself for it, I'm completely with the management.
No, it's
like, man, we're trying to help you. If this is really how it's going, dude, we're going to front load all the money. It's going to be a lot of guarantees. We're already seeing that a lot of these contracts, you know, that have been given out the last few days, it's a ton of guaranteed money.
And maybe that gets them back to the table is the Waddle and
The Garrett Wilson contract.
Contracts, yeah. Like, those are the contracts that you probably get back to the table, and you have to have new talks.
But if it's all of a sudden, yeah, I don't really like that you can void this in 4 years, even though all my money's in the first three. Like, man, what are we doing here? Then you're not really caring about the team. It's becoming very selfish, and we're going to have to pay Jaden Daniels in a few years. So are you under this assumption that, again, and this is where players never really want to do negotiations by themselves. Even Lamar Jackson, I would have always pushed to have an agent, always. You've never put up 1,400 yards receiving. You're not an all-pro receiver. I think he has like a second-team all-pro, but that's a relatively new statistic. You're not a first-team all-pro guy. You're not a 1,400-yard receiver. You're not a 10-plus touchdown guy. So, no, we're not going to all of a sudden, yeah, no, you decide when you're done. We'll give you a 5-6-year deal. It'll be just, you know, a ton of guaranteed money that we're going to spread out here. No, front-load it, and we'll have some void years here. Because if you do fall off, we love you, but we've got to move forward. Because we do have a young quarterback who in year one was awesome, and we'd like to keep that going. It feels like they're at a stand-up. I think you're right. I think you want security, but there's other ways to get security. It doesn't have to be just a flat three-year deal. It can be a five-year deal with all of the money in the first few years, a lot of guarantees, and then it's still the security. You're still fine. And if you keep producing, they'll keep you. If not, they'll move on. And that's the name of the business. He's been wonderful for them up to this point. Again, signing the 3 year deal with them.
Again, it all makes sense.
He's signing the 3 year deal.
It all makes sense. For me, this all still has to turn back to a respect factor for a player that has been overlooked in a good amount of ways. Like, his extension's a 3 year extension. I did my part for you the first time around. I should be rewarded next because I went through all of the muck with this franchise. It's disgusting ownership. This is where I can kind of resonate with the player, but also not. But it's like, again, we're not Terry McLaurin. We don't know.
Right. And ultimately, I think the big part of it here has been the lack of communication. Right. I think that was really maybe
McLaurin's. That's a surprise.
But I think it's really maybe where McLaurin is talking about the lack of respect is that they've just kind of cut off communications. But then you do wonder, well, what was the asking thing that has caused that? What was your asking point that made them go, all right, we're gonna pack this up. We'll just talk at camp.
Right.
If you show up. Also, what would that be? That would be around mandatory minicamp when they would have stopped talking. Was that also something? You left mandatory minicamp, man. We feel we're at a dead end here.
Yeah, that's the part where it's like, I don't know how it's going to keep going here. What is the next step of their saga? And how do these sides fix this in time for the regular season?
Mm-hmm.
Because again, if I'm Washington, if I'm management, I'm like, oh my God, we can get to the Super Bowl. We can do this.
The NFC's open. You were in the NFC Championship last year.
We were at the NFC Championship game this past year. Daniels is a year wiser. Come on. We just added Samuel so that we had another option on offense.
And they did it early. Like, I mean, like, they came out of the gate aggressive. What was that? That trade was at the combine.
Right.
I mean, they came out aggressive.
They were very aggressive this year, and that's not a secret.
Now you just wonder where they're going to go with all this. This is one of those where I'm just up and down on who I'm – because for Watt and Hendrickson, I'm completely on the player side. Hendrickson's been given one-year deal after one-year deal. He keeps producing in the Bengals through their history and through how they're doing stuff now. Are never going to be in the right light. No matter even if they're right, you have a reputation. Where for Pittsburgh, they're in the mix of they want to get younger, but also they're one of the oldest rosters in football, and they're going to keep going to try to make the playoffs and maybe win a Super Bowl. Like, so I don't really understand where they're coming from. Just pay Watt. It makes no sense. You clearly think you're in a window. Don't make him mad. Like, just get it done. Where with Washington, they were so aggressive. They got a lot done. And it just seems like this is the fork in the road. And maybe it really is that McLaurin is looking because he already took the three-year deal. No, I want a clean five-year contract.
I want the respect that comes with being here as being one of your top players and not asking for that longer term last time.
But then also, you know, looking over management. Man, when that contract then comes due, we've got to pay our young guy.
All of a sudden, you need an eject button in that contract.
And you need the eject button, and you're not potentially not allowing us to have it. It's such a curious spot where they're at. There's been a lot of these. Funny enough, like I think there's been a lot of good teams that could have been on Hard Knocks and had really good stories. Like I think Washington could have been a wonderful spot for Hard Knocks to go to. Because they would, and this is before all the Terry McLaurin stuff came out, but ultimately we knew he was upset with the contract when the Bills were announced.
Right.
But you could have done this whole thing of, I don't think Washington's been on Hard Knocks in maybe ever. I don't think they have been. But you would have, you know, hey, you just came off an NFC championship. It would have been this kind of almost return to form, how they used to do the Hard Knocks. Like the first one was, hey, we're going back to the Super Bowl champions. Here's how they do camp. Right. That was the first one.
Yeah.
You know, Washington could have been that of like, hey, look at everything that happened last year. New ownership, fan re-engagement. You've got these, you know, uniforms that are going to embrace the 80s and stuff like that. And you know, kind of one of the quieter dynasties ever with Gibbs as their head coach. And then you'd also have the storylines of, hey, they go and trade for this wide receiver, but the one that's been here forever is pissed. And he might not show up, and he didn't show up to minicamp. Their storylines there. The Bills, good chance they're boring. And that's why I've pushed so hard on the, are the Bills really comfortable? Do they have the appetite to maybe be the face of the second-round pick holdout because you're on Hard Knocks and you don't got much else?
Yeah, all of a sudden.
You're a relatively boring franchise in terms of
boring
storylines.
It's a boring storyline set for a team for Hard Knocks, and now there is something. Because of the league-wide panic that has shown up there. But, yeah, no, Washington would have been a lot more interesting because you are also talking about a team that was in a championship game. With all the things now that you mentioned, though, of how aggressive they were this offseason, they went and got Tunsil and Connerly for their offensive line. They tried to reset the bookends for Daniels. I think that there would have been a lot to it, and I hope that Washington, for their sake, is able to get these two sides back to having some relative peace, at the least by the beginning of the season, because I don't want to see the NFC not have good play at quarterback. And I do think McLaurin not being on the Commanders or holding out late and then having his production suffer, I think that does affect Daniels. And I'm sick of the only good quarterbacks being over in this conference because I'm sick of having to deal with it.
803-0550, yeah. The number to call. It is, of course, 716 day currently going on now. Give 716. You can donate at give716.org. And some of the incentives going on right now at 11 o'clock, a Sabres Goathead signed jersey. The first 100 donors of $500 or more. That is the 11 o'clock hour. Coming up at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, KeyBank and M&T Bank will have $15,000 and $25,000 matching donations. Again, we'll be keeping you posted on all of this throughout the day. Quick time out, though. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
2 continues to roll along here. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. There's been a lot of uniform announcements throughout last week, week and a half or so. Bills fans waiting with bated breath for anything from the Bills. We know the rivals' jerseys are coming out. We really don't know when, though. We don't even really know the game that that's going to be played against, but it will be an AFC East opponent. But New Era Cap Twitter account released a video about an hour ago featuring Josh Allen.
You ain't slick. We see it.
Off to the left of the video is a red helmet. It looks a little bit older. It does not look like what they'd be wearing. I think it's actually a phone helmet.
It might be a phone helmet. It might just be a replica. But you ain't slick. We see it.
Yeah. Every comment in the Twitter is peep the red helmet in the corner.
Yep. It's you ain't slick. We see what you're doing. Or you know what you're doing. That's Josh Allen. He knows what he's doing.
Well, again, you know, maybe one of the more beloved things he does during this time of year is the turn of the blue and red, or red and blue. He comes out in a different colored helmet. And he's been able to do it the last 3 years. There's been a blue one, a red one, and the latest one was a matte black one with this red standing buffalo. I've also thought about that, too, for the Rivals jerseys. All the way back to the 60s standing buffalo?
I've also thought a black helmet might not be out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when Callie said Navy, I had violent tendencies in my brain. But, no, I do think, though, that there is there's an opportunity there. New Era, Josh Allen, you ain't slick. We see it. And the meme person in me absolutely wants to say, give me a red helmet with Josh's potato buffalo.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, just go off his drawing.
The drawing. Yes, the potato buffalo. we should never let that die. And they didn't, because in the background, in the main picture, mm-hmm. in the background, it is the potato buffalo. Oh, he's man. Got a cap on with the potato buffalo on it. Like,
my goodness.
It's genuinely funny, and I do love that they keep bringing it back. But again, we see the red helmet. Mm-hmm. The meme guy in me, the meme lord in me, and probably even in Josh Allen, wants a red helmet with the potato buffalo. That watch that be the return to blue and red helmet. It's the potato.
Well, I have thought about it. I'm like, he's only got a few more years here where like he can really get like a new one out there.
And the potato buffalo is the next one. Before we're
kind of repeating the colors, and it might have to, like you said, like the potato buffalo, but it might have to be like different Bills logos. Now, we did get the red standing buffalo last year on the black matte black helmet. So I guess like he could reintroduce a black one with, you know, maybe a blue buffalo, and it's the racing one, what have you. Also, though, did get some other uniform news yesterday. The Atlanta Falcons are going to be wearing their red helmets three times next year, one of which is week six against the Bills, which is pretty cool. Mike Schilt brought this up yesterday, kind of like certain uniforms play well against each other, and there are certain ones that look horrendous. Like, I love the rivalry, but the Bills blues down in Miami against the Dolphins, I think always looks great. It's just the way, for whatever reason, how that stadium looks, the blues are a little bit darker. It looks great. Certain teams have that good matchup. I don't love the current Falcons jerseys. I do like their uniforms as a whole, I guess, maybe how I should put it. But I do like the Dirty Bird era in the 90s, where they had the black helmet, the black jerseys. I don't hate those. And I do like black jersey, red helmet. That'll look pretty good. One, though, that I'm not totally sold on. And I've been sold on a few of these with, you know, yep. Tampa Bay Buck going to 76 and the creamsicle all whites for their home opener.
Right.
I'm not totally sold on what the Chargers did yesterday or announced yesterday. I like one of them.
Okay.
The full navies.
The full navy is going to be nasty.
And that includes the helmet. You know, that brings me back to the Drew Brees Saints years.
Yes.
And it's not my perfect, it's not my preferred Chargers uniform, also, but it can look good.
But it is, like, it reminds you of the Schottenheimer Chargers.
Yeah, LT breaking the touchdown record Chargers, like those.
Yes. Guys.
Yeah.
Like, you think about that era of Chargers, and like, those uniforms were still also clean. Okay. So for a team that has been pretty much nothing but solid with its uniform history, what's your problem here?
It's the all yellow alternate that they've also released. I think looks rough. I've come around to going like, I don't hate that, to now I'm like, I don't like that at all.
You also hate when players wear the number zero.
Yeah,
and that's an aura.
100%. It's not an aura.
It is.
Wearing number one is aura. Zero, I'm not there at all on that. But and you know what maybe is getting me with the yellows? But I also don't know if this would help it. I don't like the all yellow look then with the white helmet.
No, you can't.
I know. I don't think you can change it.
No, you can't put.
But I think I hate it.
Nobody, I would think, would dare to put up a yellow helmet with that logo. Though.
No.
Because then you're just the bananas. With you're all
kinda,
yellow?
You're kind of already there.
No,
I mean, the picture they've got of Justin Herbert here, I mean, he, bless his heart, he's got the blue shooter sleeve on his left arm. But then he's got the yellow tall socks, yellow pants, yellow jersey. It's too much. It's highlighter yellow. It's too much.
It's not highlighter yellow at all, though.
It's too much.
I think it's the right color of yellow, though. We'll see what it looks like on the field. I will need to know.
Probably horrific. Do we know what teams they're going to play for these? Because that's gonna tell a story, too, depending on what team they play in these.
I would say, I think... There's a picture of Herbert with the powder blue socks. It gives a nice little compliment to it. But if they go all yellow socks, then I might be in a little bit of agreement with you.
Okay, now I am seeing the powder blue socks look.
Yes.
That's better. That's better.
It's a good compliment, I think.
That's better.
That's perfect.
Because now, again, he's still got the arm sleeve.
Yeah.
That's
a good look.
There. I can get there, actually.
See, I can help you.
It's just, it was too much yellow.
I do think the yellow socks probably is too much yellow. They probably should go with a powder blue accent with the socks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way to do it. But I don't hate it nonetheless. I do think that, like, we've seen worse jerseys in Color Rush.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
So why not try it? We need to see what it looks like on the field. Because I do like, though, that when the NFL announces new jerseys and uniforms and all that. They show the whole kit.
Yeah, it won't just be like a quick video where you have to like kind of like in your head imagine it.
But you have conflicting ones here of powder blue socks or yellow socks. What's it going to be?
It's someone's got to be an adult in the room and go, guys, we're all wearing powder blue. I don't care who it is. You could be a bench player. Someone's got to be the adult.
Might be Herbert. That's a clean look.
He's a quiet guy. I can't imagine he will. This has got to be somebody. I think it does have to be like your third string right tackle. Not going to see the field. And he just gets up in front of the locker room and goes, guys, I've made a decision.
We're
all wearing powder blue.
I think they'll get there on their own, honestly.
They should.
I really do think that is. And this all comes back to the crux of the situation on this. Is there a good yellow jersey? Or yellow, like, primary uniform, for example. And I think of only one team, and that's Nashville in hockey. There are not many ways you can pull off yellow successfully.
No.
And I think that the Predators are the only team that really does it. And when they started as a franchise, it was yellow sweaters, but navy pants and helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally went and they fixed it.
Now you're talking about as the primary color.
As the primary jersey color.
I was like, because I know Wyoming has always had their alternates where it's the yellow and but all
Nashville
of a sudden the brown
also,
becomes the accent.
Nashville started out, though, like yellow was the alternate, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was a navy jersey. It was a white road.
Yeah.
And then they announced the yellow alternate. And for the longest time, it was that. But then they embraced it, but then they did it right. They took the
yellow.
Navy helmet away.
Mm-hmm.
They made it a yellow helmet, yellow sweater. I do think that it could work. It's just that it needs to not be the whole thing. And if the socks are blue, this is DK approved.
I think we're cooking with gas at that point. Iowa's main color is yellow, but in reality it's black. Mm-hmm. And so yellow becomes the accent color. That can be. I think that's the thing. Like it's ridiculous. It's the socks. But yeah, when it becomes too much yellow, it's an eyesore. It's like, okay, what are we doing here? I think that might be true, though, for a lot of colors. When it's outside of white. Because then when you have all the accent colors, it makes it really pop.
And, like, even the Predators, they still have the navy shorts, but it's the yellow socks. There's a compliment still at the bottom half.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this needs, is the blue socks will make it perfect. Because if they went halfway on this, and it was yellow jersey and, like, the powder blue pants and then yellow socks, no, you're not doing it right at that point. It needed to be yellow up, yellow down. And the socks are probably the perfect compliment here.
I really need the Bills to release anything.
Yes.
I may hate it, and that's fine. I want what the other kids have for lunch. You know, like someone's bringing in fruit snacks, and it's the Scooby-Doo ones, and I'm like,
it's the Scooby-Doo ones.
Like, I have an apple. Like, it's good for me. But, like, I'm sitting at the lunch table, and I want the fruit snacks.
My team going 13-4 apple, but then the Chargers come here with their new Unis Scooby-Doo snacks.
And I'm not even the biggest uniform guy.
Including the powder blue Scooby-Doos.
Exactly.
You know anything. That color does not come naturally and you don't care. It's the best tasting one.
Exactly. It's the same. It's blue raspberry flavor. Not a real flavor. Still the best one. I want anything at this point. I know they're getting the rivalry jerseys or the rivals jerseys. Still waiting on what those are going to look like. We all kind of assume they're going to do something next year. I don't want to wait till next year because I mentioned it yesterday. I don't want them to pile on everything into the first year of the stadium. Let that year breathe on its own.
Yeah, maybe, but also at the same time, it does kind of make sense.
It makes complete sense. Doesn't mean they got to like it.
No, you're right. I'm just trying to argue with why it's happening and like why it makes sense. But like, yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't like. I would rather commemorate the end of the old stadium. Because new stadium is going to sell because of the new stadium.
Then absolutely.
Again, but then ready again? Old stadium is still going to sell because it's the last season of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you really going to argue against that objectively either? Both are going to pull naturally in their own right. I don't know if I need a uniform to send them off. Just as much as I don't know if I need a new uniform to
usher them in. Yeah.
And it just, what would you rather have? A uniform for the end of a stadium or a uniform to begin another one as an alternate? And that's the question that I think the Bills have grappled with, but it's one that I think fans need to as well.
Yeah.
And I think that I am in your club. I would like something to commemorate. I would like a 90s uniform day. Because that would be a proper send-off. Why? That big old sign for years and years, for decades, plastered the four Super Bowl appearances on the sign of Ralph Wilson Stadium. Why would you not, for one day, pay proper respect to your most successful period as a franchise?
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
God, I love a good Blink comeback song there, baby.
Here we go.
Happy Give716 Day.
You can donate over at give716.org. Coming up at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock is going to be the KeyBank and M&T Bank matching donations. KeyBank, $15,000 at 12 o'clock, and then the 1 o'clock hour, $25,000 matching donations.
But you still have, you have less than 9 minutes. Well, actually, it was the first 100 donors for 500 or more.
Yeah.
But we don't know how many have donated.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how many of them have done it. So maybe there is a chance if you've donated $500 or more that you might be part of that first 100. People are still mad about the Sabres.
Yeah.
But this hour would have been the first 100 donors of $500 or more. Later on, though, today, there's also Bison's tickets later on around 5 o'clock. Sabres tickets sponsored by Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. So there are other opportunities. And then, of course, 7 o'clock p.m. until later on, until midnight, golden ticket items for the Bills, Bandits, and Sabres.
There we go.
So things to look forward to there throughout the rest of the day for Give 716.
Things to maybe not look forward to, Derek.
Uh-oh.
So I like TV shows. I like movies, right? I mentioned I saw Superman over the weekend, the whole thing.
We are somewhat ingrained into pop culture.
Stranger Things.
Yes.
Season 5 trailer came out in the last 45 minutes or so. If you haven't seen it, it's all over Twitter. If you're a big Stranger Things fan, I'm sorry for the next 4 or 5 minutes here. I think it is insane. And I know TV culture has changed. It is no longer every year pretty much at the same time you're going to have 20 episodes of your same sitcom or TV show, and it's like clockwork. You know when it's coming. I get it's different. Derek, this show premiered in 2016.
Okay.
It is going to wrap up through only 5 seasons and less than 50 episodes on December 3rd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
31st of 2025.
Okay, so you'd think, though, with that much time in between, that you are probably looking at groundbreaking writing and very fantastic plot hooks because you are letting them cook, right?
It feels
you're like letting them cook, right?
It feels like it's such a hard no. I think most Stranger Things fans.
There we go. Third time's the charm.
There we go. The show topped out at season one, and then every other season has been like, I'm as good. It's not worth the 3.5 year wait. And that's my thing. These aren't movies.
Yes.
They have TV show budgets. I think season four had a pretty big budget, but and COVID notwithstanding, I get. But from 2022 to the end of 2025 for your next season, and then, and oh, Derek, my least favorite thing that Netflix does, stop releasing things in increments.
Yes.
Don't give me 7 episodes here. Oh, and a month later, I'm going to give you 2. Or how season 5 will get done. 4 episodes on November 26th, 3 episodes on December 25th, and I think a movie to wrap it up on December 31st.
What are
we doing here? What is this schedule release?
Also, you've taken so long between your seasons that you're having quote-unquote children being played by actors that are going to be threatening 30.
Millie Bobby Brown is married. She's the main character. She's married now. I mean, what do we do? And that's my thing. I know there's a lot of people that love the show, and even I really liked season one. I was into season four, and I was there for it. But when there's these long of breaks, especially for entertainment stuff, it just, you're like, I'm done. I don't care. I think this is also Netflix milking Stranger Things for all it's worth. It is still their big show. House of Cards really had a steep decline, yep. Especially when stuff came out about Kevin Spacey and all that stuff. And so Stranger Things has been their cash cow, really, since Netflix has been doing their own original TV shows. Mm-hmm. And they haven't found that next one, especially with Squid Game ended already. And I know, I think Arcane was one of them, too, that they really liked.
Yeah, Arcane was one that, like, people were kind of shocked that
the release schedule, though, was absurd. 9 years, less than 50 episodes.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
It needs to be groundbreaking at that point.
And I hate saying this, but they're not really kids anymore.
They're not.
None of them outside of Millie Bobby Brown are having great careers outside of Stranger Things. So it's not like it's the show that has introduced, you know, a wide variety of new actors and actresses.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what we've got coming with Give 716 Day. Sabres Live coming up next, though, here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.